practice together,
you are being in the same moment, same situation, same state, doing same transmission, you are applying, then it is something just like unified that moment. For this, then it helps very much people who have less capacity for development. And also people who are not knowing how should do practice. If you are participating one time, two times, three times, you learn, you know. For example, doing Gana Puja. Many people, they don't know how to do Gana Puja, visualization, mantra, etc. Not only that, but then there is a mantra, mudra, visualization connected with the body, speech, mind of the individual. You should apply all this, you know. Particularly new people, they don't know. It is not so easy. But then when you receive the transmission after you are applying together with collective practice, one time, two times, three times, after you learned, you can do also by yourself visualization, no? So it's a very important quality practice. Some people, they say, oh, I don't like quality practice. I do by myself. If that person is really doing by oneself, it is also okay, good, you know. But many times the people don't do that. This is only a nice idea. And then, not developing. Some people have the idea, when I am doing practice together, I have such kind of knowledge, capacity, high capacity. Then, if when we are doing together this benefit for developing people who have less capacity, then thinking, oh, I can lose my capacity. You never can lose your capacity. You develop always, you know. So all this is very important, knowing quality practice is important, try to do. Also for getting in our spiritual path. Because we have so many things for this starting, no? So then sometimes we can feel to do practice, following, teaching, etc. Many times then we forget that. We are always restarted with our mind. Mind is judging, thinking. Doing practice just like Ongana Puja or Guru Yoga particularly you do at the beginning. Means you are trying to be in your real your state. This is the main point, you know. You realize it means also you realized that you are being totally in your real condition. Real condition you have then perfected state in the manifest that. But then most of the time we are always thinking. Always. Thinking is mind. Mind is in a time, into space. Mind is not real nature, our nature. Our nature is beyond that. For that reason, when we are being in our real nature, then we are overcome from all problems. But when we are not knowing that, we are going always after mind. Mind is judging, thinking, then say, oh, this is important, that is important, this is logically, why, because, exactly. There you are thinking it is a perfect, very important, but in a real sense then, that means the mind dominated you. You are becoming slave of the mind. There you have infinite problems. So you are knowing that, you don't go after mind. You use mind. You dominate mind, not mind dominate you. Then it is not good. So this is the principle of the practice, you know. You should remember that and try to do your best to do practice. Particularly, principle is good yoga. You see in this practice, at the beginning, after breathing, then we are saying ah, and we are doing visualization of the guru yoga. This is the essence of guru yoga of the Dzogchen, Hatha yoga. Guru yoga in general, there is many different kinds of guru yoga. Guru yoga more dualism way. When we are doing just like a tongue, then we do visualization guru Paramasambhava or guru garab dorje. Then we are receiving empowerment, etc. This is the Vajrayana system. practice dualism way, no? Then at the end, they unify. But in the Dzogchen teaching principle is that since the beginning, we try to be in its real nature, not dualism way. So then when you are saying ah, you do visualization, white ah in the tila. This is for starting with your mind, you are thinking, judging. After then, you are relaxing in that state. This is the state of Guru Yoga. No? So that means you are being beyond that mind and time and space. So you are remembering that this practice is number one for Dzogchen practice. What you should do is in Guru Yoga. Any moment. Morning, when you wake up, Guru Yoga. When you go to bed, also, you remember Guru Yoga. This is night practice. You don't need anything particular practice of the night. Only Guru Yoga. If you're doing Guru Yoga perfect way, night time also practice night, you're prepared also dying. When you are dying, what you should do? Not particular, you are doing transfer, something complicated. It's sometimes you can do that, but sometimes it is not so easy when we are dying. Because we are dying, being in a state of the bardo, of the moment of death. Dissolving all our elements, all essence of the elements, function of the senses, everything is dissolving inside, and we have so many fears and sufferings like that at that moment. If we are dying comfortably, so it is not so easy. If we, many times we are not dying also comfortably, something like accident, like that, there is even not much time to do with complicated visualization. No? So if you are knowing and doing in general Guru Yoga in your lifetime, any moment, Atta Yoga and Guru Yoga, when you are dying, what you should do? You do Guru Yoga. You are being in a state of Guru Yoga, in real your nature. Your real nature never die, not exist. It is beyond death. But dying is your physical body. No? It's a relative. That's related with mind. So the best practice, sometimes to say, oh, I want to learn how we should do after death in bardo, etc. You do Guru Yoga. Guru Yoga, it's complete everything. I think Guru Yoga. When you are not doing Guru Yoga, what you should do? In that moment, you are being in a time and space. You try to be present, not distracted. When you are being present, you can do everything then, working with circumstance, because you are being present, not distracted, everything going perfectly. Even you have some tensions, you discover immediately, oh, there is a tension, I want to free that, otherwise it creates a problem. That is related with mind, you know. You don't need to be then a slave of the mind. This is in a daily life, what you do. Then you do your best. Yeah. Nobody knows how long we are living, not everybody. Someone old, someone younger. But there is no any guarantee for life. So it is better we do practice. Even you couldn't do very much formal practice, like that. Essence is not really formal, but going in essence. Just like in Guru Yoga, being present. Then life is passing that way, you can integrate life in a practice. It's very easy. Okay. This is, I hope everybody try to do.
Questo è il buono. Quell'altro. Ecco te. Questo è il buono. Quell'altro me lo dai che non serve.